This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones and friends while celebrating the holiday season. It is also a time for farmers and producers to review what they have accomplished over the past year and take time to enjoy the holidays. With a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock, December allows farmers and producers to reflect on what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holidays.
We've been seeing high-performing export sales for several weeks now, but this week's report brought some weaker numbers. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said both corn and soybeans were a little disappointing.
A little bit below the average guesses here for corn and beans. Low-end estimate for corn was 1.1 million, came in at 950,000 tons. On the soybeans, we were looking at the low end of 1.5 million, came in at just under 1.2 million. So both of those will be looked at a little bit disappointing, but overall not the end of the world here. This is an average week for soybeans. It's just been so good on the corn and bean side of things that we get a little bit disappointed on a little bit lower numbers than expected. On the corn side of things, this does fall just below the average for what we need. So that is a little bit of a thought process here is watching after we see the USDA make a change to those export numbers on the WASDE report.
There's no need to panic, though, as McBride said that 1 week of lower total sales isn't an automatic indicator for a downward trend.
Not yet. 1 week below average isn't going to make or break this, especially since we've seen such strength out of these corn sales. You saw the USDA increase corn exports on the last WASDE report earlier this week by 150 million bushels. They had raised corn for ethanol by 50 million bushels. So overall, we know that we've got very good demand. So 1 week is not necessarily something to get concerned about.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.